Lady Cats basketball coach Jeff Chapman knows the Hugo, Oklahoma basketball program from his days as coach in Idabel, Oklahoma. It's the kind of team he wants his team to play to get ready for the rest of the season. Friday night, the Lady Cats topped Hugo 53-51 on the road. On the Saturday morning coaches show on KSST Radio and Channel 18 TV on Suddenlink Cable, Coach Chapman talked about the Hugo victory.
We had a lull probably in the second, coming into the third after halftime. It's funny. It's been my experience that some of the teams I've coached, I don't know if it's me or just kids, when the other team is giving us a challenge and they're hyped and they're ready to play, then we rise to the occasion. And that's what we did at the beginning of that game. We knew it was going to be tough, and I talked to them before the game and told them, my little pregame speech. And we were challenged and we were getting after it. But then when they kind of fell back a little bit and got on their heels and didn't give us a challenge, then we kind of paused and took a breath and didn't act like we really went into the game. Now, if they came back after us, I think that we would have. But that's inconsistent to me. Mm-hmm. And when you have those moments like that, you tend to, so real good teams take advantage of that. But I'm hoping it was because they were kind of a little shaken because Hugo is pretty good, and they went to the state tournament last year, and they have had everybody back.
Wow.
Their best player, which Desi made me aware, I said before the game, that girl's pretty good. I tried to downplay it. Desi said, no, coach, she's real good. She can play. And I said, yeah, I kind of know that, but I didn't want to, make her a big deal because when you tend, sometimes when you make another girl a big deal, the other girls get scared.
Yeah.
But, again, like I was saying, Hugo's pretty good. Mm-hmm. Or they're really good. They made it to the state tournament. They're going to make it back in their class.
Yeah.
Again, they had everybody back. They're very athletic. Their best player. She took over the game late, and I knew she would. And I tried to make them aware of, here she comes. All right, she's going to get it going now. Because she's the type of player like Desi. There's some of the good players like that, they really let you lose. Mm-hmm. They say, okay, guys, get on my back. I'm getting ready to take it home. And that's what it means to be a really good player. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say great until the season's over, if that is fitting. But the third quarter now, they made a little bit of a run, and then we picked it up. Fourth quarter, we kind of got after it again. It was back and forth. We were up 10 at one time. Then we let them back in. Mm-hmm. Then we started making mistakes late, throwing cross-court passes. If I tell the kids, if you throw a lob across court, you might as well say layup because they're going to tip it and go get a layup on the other end, and that's what happened. Mm-hmm. Then we had a couple errors trying to get the ball to Desi instead of driving to the basket. These kids, they really depend on Desi a lot, and we got to get to a point where other girls can contribute and drive to the basket.
KSST Sports.